Hi friend, this is Evangelist from the Press, and today I'm going to be praying for everyone victim of witchcraft curses. If you are suffering under a witchcraft curse, I want to pray for you today in Jesus' name for your deliverance. Before I pray for you, I would recommend two things as you listen to this prayer. One is that you listen to this prayer all the way to the end in a quiet place so that you don't get distracted during the prayer. And I want you to also be in agreement with me as I'm praying for you. You can say yes, amen, I receive, amen. I want you to be focused on your deliverance as I pray for you. And the second thing is that I would recommend you to listen to this prayer multiple times, as many times as you need, until you see the manifestation of your full deliverance. Amen. And also, I have a third thing, but this is what it may happen to you during the prayer, as you listen to the prayer. This happens often to people that I pray deliverance prayer over them. When they're receiving the prayer, sometimes they feel chills going through their bodies. Some of them, they start burping, coughing, vomiting, spitting, yawning, growling, foaming at the mouth. You may feel shaking your body, trembling, and even you may feel a little bit weak after receiving this prayer. Amen. And so, but don't need to be worried about it. Don't need to be afraid of it, because Jesus and his angels will be right there to minister to you. The angels of the Lord, I'm going to pray a protection over you, asking the Lord to release his angels to surround you and to help me to minister to you. Amen. So I'm going to be standing with you today in prayer in the Word of God. Amen. I believe in our authority. We have authority in the name of Jesus as believers. Amen. But also we see that there's power in the Word of God. Amen. And the written Word of God. And it's very important that we stand in agreement, not only in our authority, but also in the Word of God, in the authority of the reading Word of God. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're standing in agreement as brothers and sisters, but also we're standing in the reading Word of God, in the promise of God that is found in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19. The Bible says, "Again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." And also in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, the Bible says, "I have given to you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall harm you." And so we're standing in the Word of God for your deliverance today. Amen. And so if you can, please close your eyes. I want you to think about Jesus. Think about the cross. Think about the finished work of the cross. Jesus died to set you and me free. Amen. So let's stand in the Word of God in a power of agreement for your deliverance. I'm going to be praying right now for you a prayer of protection. And then after that, I'm going to pray a deliverance prayer for you. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, today I come in agreement. I stand in agreement with my dear brother, my dear sister, who are suffering, those who are suffering under a curse, a spell, a witchcraft that was sent, Lord, to harm and to destroy their lives. I'm standing, Father, in agreement with them, and I'm praying right now a prayer of protection on their behalf. I'm asking the Lord, according to Psalms 34:7, your word declares that the angel of the Lord encamp around those who fear the Lord to deliver them. I'm asking right now that you release your angels, Father, on behalf of this person. Lord, let your angel be like a wall of fire around them. Let your angels, Father, surround them, Father, and minister to them as I'm commanding demonic spirits, evil spirits, curses, witchcraft to come off them, to be broken off their lives. Let your angels, Father, put chains of fire on the neck of every demonic spirit attached to them. Every demonic power, every satanic power working against them, Lord, let your angels help me to minister to this precious brother and sister. Also, I'm standing, Father, in your word that is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1 and verse 14. Your word declares, are not all the angels, ministering spirits, sent forth to serve those who will inherit salvation? So, Lord, let your ministering spirits, your angels, Lord, to help me to minister and to bring deliverance to this dear brother, this dear sister. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I pray for a protection, for a wall of protection against every demonic power in Jesus' mighty name. As I'm praying for them, Lord, I'm asking for your fire to destroy, to break, to remove all curses affecting any area of their lives. Every curse that came to kill, to steal, to destroy, to harm them, I pray, Father, let those things be removed once for all from their lives, and let your name be glorified in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I pray. Lord, now I'm praying a deliverance prayer for this dear brother, this dear sister, and I commend every witchcraft that is affecting this person, Lord, that was done against them, motivated by jealousy and envy and revenge, I command, loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Every witchcraft that was done against them, Father, motivated by jealousy, by envy, and by revenge, I say, broken off by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command, come out of them, come out of them. Every evil spirit attached to them that came through witchcraft, done by jealousy, envy, and revenge, I say, broken off by the power of the Holy Spirit, broken off by the power of the Holy Spirit, I command, come out of them, up and out, come out of them. Once for all, I command you, come out of them. Every evil force, every demonic force, somehow attached to them, wherever you are, every evil spirit, I say, broken off by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come out of them. Come out of them. Come out of them, Jesus. I command in Jesus' name, loose them. Angel of the Lord, put a chain of fire on the neck of every spirit of jealousy, envy, revenge. The spirit that came to destroy them, the witchcraft that was done to destroy their lives. I say, broken off by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every witchcraft, Lord, that was done, Lord, motivated, that was paid to kill this person. Every witchcraft that was paid, Lord, hundreds of dollars, Lord, thousands of dollars, or a lot of money, Lord, every money that was invested, that was paid, Lord, to witch, to warlocks, to kill, to destroy, to harm this person. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call fire from heaven to destroy the sacrifice. Every blood that was shed, every sacrifice, blood that was shed, Lord, through animal sacrifice, to any type of sacrifice, Lord, to money that was paid, Lord, to harm and to destroy this person, I say, in the name of Jesus, through the authority that I have as a minister of the gospel, I say, broken off, broken off, broken off, come out in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I ask you right now for fire from heaven to destroy the sacrifice that was done, the witchcraft that was done, everything that was paid, Lord, to destroy and to harm this person. I say, broken off, broken off, broken off by the power of the Holy Ghost. I call fire from heaven to destroy this witchcraft curse in Jesus' mighty name. And every prison, every spirit of prison, every spirit of captivity, I say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, every witchcraft that was done against this person, Lord, to cause infirmity, sickness, disease, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. I command all the infirmity, the sickness, the disease, Lord, the infirmity that even the doctors cannot find, Lord, every hidden infirmity, every bacteria, every disease, Lord, everything that is in their body affecting, causing infirmity, Lord, that came through witchcraft curses, I say, broken off, broken broken off. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, I command this thing to be uprooted out of their lives. The spirit of infirmity, I say, come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Spirit of infirmity, I command you, come out of them. Come out of, I command you, a spirit of infirmity, sickness and illness, in the mighty name of Jesus, to the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, according to the word of God. The Bible say that by his stripes we are healed. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary to take upon himself all our infirmity, sickness and disease. By his stripes we are made healed. And so I command every curse, every spirit that came to cause infirmity, sickness and disease through witchcraft curses, I say, come out of this body. Come out of this body. Come out of this body. I say, loose this body. Out of this body. Come out of them. Come out of them. Out of them, I command, up and out. Wherever you are, devil, I command you, out of this body. Angel of the Lord, put a chain of fire on the neck of the spirit of infirmity, sickness and disease, and remove the spirit in Jesus' mighty name out of their lives. I say, out in Jesus' mighty name. Father, every witchcraft that was done against this man, against this woman, Father, to affect their lives, Lord, with poverty, misery, and lack. Every spirit, Father, that came, Lord, to hinder their finances, to hinder their career, to hinder their business. Every witchcraft that was done against their business, against their career, against their job, I say, broken off. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Every demonic spirit, every witchcraft that is causing bankruptcy, I say, broken off in Jesus' name. Out of them in Jesus' name. I command in Jesus' mighty name, every spirit affecting their finances and their career, I say, loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Out of them in Jesus' mighty name. I declare and I decree the spirit of poverty, misery, and lack, this thing that is hovering over them, over their family, I say, broken off, broken off, broken off by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name, every witchcraft, Lord, that is causing mental torment, that is causing mental insanity, that is causing memory loss, I command, come out of them. Every, Lord, cobweb, every demonic cobweb, every torment, everything that is affecting their mind, that is making this person, Lord, this man, this woman, to go like crazy. Lord, some of them, they are losing their minds. They're under such a heavy torment, such an oppression. Every witchcraft that is causing oppression, that is blocking their memory, that is blocking their mind, that is causing insanity, I say, broken off by the power of the Holy Ghost. Broken off by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I'm asking you right now for that oil from heaven, the anointing that destroyed the yoke of captivity, the anointing that destroys the powers of hell, every witchcraft curse, everything that is affecting them, Lord, specifically their minds, that is hindering them, this fog, this cloud of darkness that is hovering over them, over their family, I say, broken off. Broken off. Broken off by the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare and I decree this heaviness, this fog, this oppression that is hovering over this person. I say, loose by the power of the Holy Ghost. Loose by the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare and I decree this heaviness, this weight of oppression to be removed right now. Loose them. Loose them. Angels of the Lord, right now, remove everything that is hovering over this man, this woman. Even that came, Father, the witchcraft that came for this person, Lord, to kill themselves, Lord, to commit suicide. Every witchcraft curse that came, Lord, for this person to commit suicide, I say, broken off, broken off. Every voice, Father, that they are hearing, demonic voices that they keep hearing, Lord, mocking demons, every demonic voice, I silence in the mighty name of Jesus through the authority that I have. In Jesus' name, I command every demonic voice to be silenced in Jesus' mighty name. We shut the mouth of this demon and we say, come out of them. Come out of them. Come out of them. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, every witchcraft, Lord, that was done, every witchcraft curse that was done, Lord, by ex friends, this person, Father, that this brother, this sister that is affected, Lord, by curse through ex friends, I say broken off in Jesus' name. Every curse that was done by ex friends, I say broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Every witchcraft curse, Lord, that was done by ex girlfriends, I say loose in Jesus' name. Every witchcraft that came by ex boyfriends and ex girlfriends, we say broken off. Broken off every words that was spoken into this man, into this woman, that they will never be successful, that they will never succeed, that they will never move ahead. Every word, Father, that came, Lord, into their lives, carrying every demonic word that was released, that was spoken against them, Lord, by ex-friends, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, I say broken off, broken off, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, every curse that came, Lord, to this man, to this woman, by ex-fiancés, I say broken off in Jesus' name. Come out of them in Jesus' name. By ex-fiancés, I say broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, every curse, Lord, that came into this man, into this woman, by ex-husbands, ex-wives, we say loose in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Every word that was sent to destroy, to harm them, Father, by ex-husbands and ex-wives, we say loose in Jesus' mighty name. Loose in Jesus' mighty name. Out in Jesus' mighty name. Or any type of relationship they are involved in the past, Lord, sexually, Lord, emotionally, any type of involvement, Lord, with anybody of their past, Lord, that they sent curse on this person's way, we say loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Out of their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Father, every curse that came, Lord, upon them through ex-employees, ex-bosses, or ex-jobs, we say broken off. Broken off. Broken off in Jesus' name. We command every curse that came from this way, Father, from ex employees, ex-bosses, or ex-jobs, we say loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, every curse that came upon them, Lord, by ex-neighbors or even neighbors, Father, their neighbors or ex-neighbors, we say broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, every curse that was done against this man and against this woman, Father, in the forest, we call fire from heaven to destroy every curse that was done in the forest, Lord, in cemeteries, Lord, in street corners, in the ocean, wherever it is that they made this witchcraft against this man and against this woman, we say broken off, broken off, broken off. Father, if there's any witchcraft, Lord, that is barren, Lord, anywhere in this world, Father, against this man, this woman, Lord, we call fire from heaven to destroy everything, Lord, that is hidden, everything, Father, that was done against them in Jesus' mighty name. Every witchcraft, Lord, also, every witchcraft that was done against this man, this woman, using their picture or the picture of their family, we say broken off in Jesus' name. Every witchcraft that was done using their picture, we say broken off. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Every witchcraft, Lord, that was done using their clothing or underclothing, Father, to cause soul ties, to control, to manipulate, to take advantage of this person, we say broken off. Every unholy alliance, every ungodly soul ties to their past, to people in their past, we say broken off in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Any witchcraft, Lord, that was done, Lord, from family members, Lord, family members, any witchcraft that was done from family members, we say broken off in Jesus' name. Every witchcraft that was done, Father, from their ancestors, maybe, Lord, they have ancestors that was involved in the occult, in witchcraft, and they made, Lord, vows, pacts, covenants, Lord, with demons, with entity of demons, and now this familiar spirits, Lord, this unclean spirits are falling, this man, this woman, and so we say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost to break and to destroy every witchcraft that was done, Lord, from their ancestors, family members, Lord, things that was done, pacts and covenants with demons and, Lord, with entities of evil spirits. We say, broken off, broken off, broken off by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every witchcraft that was done, Father, using this person's hair, every witchcraft using their hair, we say broken off in Jesus' name. Broken off in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, every, if they have eaten, Lord, in the past, food consecrated to demons, Lord, in real person or in dreams. If they have, Lord, had dream that they were eating, Lord, witchcraft, or if in person, if they ate anything that was consecrated to in the witchcraft, to harm, to cause sickness, disease, infirmity, to cure them, we command, if there's anything in their stomach, if there's, Father, I'm praying specifically, if there's anything in their stomach, any food that they ate consecrated to demons, I ask you, Lord, for your fire right now on their stomach to remove, to uproot. I command, even if they have to vomit this witchcraft, I command, come out of their stomach, come out of their body, come out of them in Jesus' mighty name. Right now in Jesus' mighty name, I command, Lord, if there's anything that they need to vomit, I command, come out of their stomach, come out of their body in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we command every witchcraft that came through food consecrated to demons, we say, out of their body, out of their body, loose them in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare freedom, I decree freedom, I prophesy life. Oh, everything that the enemy intended for evil, I declare that will change for good. I pray, Father, that you shift. I pray for a spiritual shift today in the spiritual realm. I pray, Father, that today will be, Lord, a day of change in this person's life. I pray that today, Lord, they'll be able to receive their breakthrough that they have been waiting for so long. I command, Lord, every demonic force working inside or outside, every demonic force, I say, broken off in Jesus' mighty name. Father, every demon that is coming through portals, that is coming through gateways, that is coming, Father, through any way that, Lord, is finding, Lord, access to this person, I pray, Father, for fire to destroy gateways, to destroy, Father, portals, everything that is open in the spiritual realm, Father, that those demons will no longer be able to find those things open. They will no longer find this person anymore to torment to them. Father, I pray, make them invisible to the powers of hell. I pray, Father, that you shield them. I pray that you protect them. I pray, Father, that you release even now a hunger in this person's heart for the truth. I pray that there'll be, Lord, people that live by the truth, that they'll fall in love with your word. I pray, Lord, release right now a passion, a hunger for truth, a passion, a hunger for the word of God, to live by the word, to align themselves, Lord, with the word of God. I pray for divine alignment with the scripture from this day on, in Jesus' mighty name. I pray you strengthen in areas in their lives that they feel weak. I pray for Holy Ghost empowerment right now. I pray also, Lord, that you baptize them with the Holy Spirit. Every area in their lives that, Lord, that was dominated by demons, Lord, I command in Jesus' mighty name those vacant areas to be filled. I ask you, Lord, fill those areas with the Holy Spirit. I pray, empower them. I pray, Lord, that their cup will overflow. I pray that their lives, Lord, will overflow with your glory, with your anointing, with your fire. I release, I declare, and I decree right now, Holy Ghost fire, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, empowering them to live the life that you created them to live. Father, I pray that you can raise them up out of the ashes, every broken part of their lives. I pray, Lord, that you heal, that you deliver, that you set them free, and I pray that you raise them up to be the man and the woman that you create them to be. I pray all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. My dear brother, my dear sister, raise your hand. hand to heaven right now and say, thank you, Jesus, for my deliverance. Say, Jesus, I receive my breakthrough. I receive my deliverance. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Savior and my Lord. Raise me up for such a time as this to be everything that you created me to be. And praise the Lord, my brother, my sister, it's such a great blessing to be able to stand with you, to pray with you. And I believe that you are delivered. I believe that Jesus is setting you free. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, I want you to listen to this prayer multiple times, even during the night. If you can, play this video, this prayer, and until you're walking in complete freedom. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye now.